This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australian Ninja Warrior attracts a lot of former Olympians, footballers, boxers, rock climbers and other elite athletes. So when Alex Cusack describes himself as a kid's birthday party host and a budding poet, it would be easy to underestimate him. But he surprised everyone when he was the first contestant up the warped wall in the first heat of Australian Ninja Warrior. And that's just what I love about this show, that everyone's celebrated for being who they are. Alex Cusack is with us. G'day, Alex.
G'day, how are you going?
Now, you are one of seven kids. Does that mean that you have to do extreme things like this to get noticed in your family?
It does feel a little bit like that. But I'm the second eldest, so I was the second test dummy in the run. And no, I haven't quite had to do as many extreme things to try and get noticed. There's been plenty of love to go around.
I bet you've been done plenty of little babysitting moments, though, like where your parents are like, can you just watch this one while I do this? I mean, that's what I do with my kids. So is it a strange feeling, though, being in the spotlight like this?
Yeah, on a personal note, I really don't like making a big fuss out of myself. So it's been kind of odd because I've done a few things that have landed myself in places that have people looking at me or asking lots of questions or being really interested. So I try my best to keep myself level-headed and not go too far away with it. But, it is quite an odd feeling.
What inspired you to go on Ninja Warrior? Like, have you competed in sport at a high level before, Alex?
I've competed at state level for volleyball and played basically every sport under the sun just out of a love for competing and keeping fit and healthy. But one of the main reasons I wanted to go on Ninja Warrior was just it was an immense mental and physical challenge that I wanted to see how far I could push myself to.
Okay. So far, so good. Your run through the heats, it was a little messy. Like, you landed hard on the swing surfer and you got the wobbles a bit on the spin ball wizard, but you absolutely hammered up the warped wall on the second attempt. Were you always confident that you would, one, get to the warped wall, but then secondly, actually get up it?
No, after that, the swinging apparatus, I was completely shaken because I hit my nuts on it really, really hard. And so I was just completely shaken up at that.
It did look a bit messy, yeah. It looked like it might have hurt.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, a lot of the run was pretty messy. But yeah, I looked like a bit like Mr. Magoo out there, sort of just wandering his way along the course blindly.
I thought maybe he's hamming it up a bit, you know, just for a bit of drama.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a poet after all, so you know about storytelling and things like that. Writing and performing poetry, it's I wrote poetry, I must say, as a teenager, but it's not the most common hobby for 19-year-old men. So how did you get into that?
When I was about 16, I wrote my first poem, which was sort of a letter, and it was one that was the first time that I'd ever actually expressed any kind of emotion, and it was the most wonderful cathartic experience because being 16-year-old, a young man, the general expectation is that you don't express your emotions and you don't show any sign of weakness and you don't ever dip into any kind of vulnerability. And it was really lovely to break free of that stigma and to break free of those shackles and be able to find connection to myself and to the rest of the world through poetry.
So it sounds like it was quite liberating for you then.
Yeah, it definitely was. Absolutely was. In the least wanky way possible, it definitely was.
But I mean, even the fact that you said one of your poems on Ninja Warrior, that is such a breaking down of stereotypes, right, for a young man to express something in that way. So was that an exciting moment as well?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was something that I was tossing and turning over doing, but then I just thought, why not? There's a famous radio presenter, his name was Wes Niska, and in his final salutation he said, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. And I didn't like that stereotype that was being set and that archetype that was being molded out of stone that you just, you had to be this if you were a young man. So I wanted to go out and change that in some small way.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, for someone who's only 19 years old, you obviously have a lot of passion. And even though you seem very humble, like you come across as a very humble person, but there must be a degree of self-belief there too, you know, to be able to tackle something like this. So where does that self-belief come from?
So to stay motivated and to find some kind of passion and energy, I like to say somewhere between Walt Whitman and Benjamin Franklin. Walt Whitman being, I exist as I am, that is enough. And Benjamin Franklin saying, if better is possible, good is not enough. So somewhere between there, I think, is a happy balance of motivation and acceptance of what it is that you're doing in the present moment.
That's very deep, Alex. Thank you for sharing that. It sounds like you're having a great time on Ninja Warrior. How are you feeling about your semi-final tonight? You must be feeling nervous about that.
Yeah, I didn't even expect to make it through the first obstacle of the heat, so making my way somewhere to the semi-final was, yeah, completely nerve-wracking. And from what we've been shown, it's a pretty intense course, a very, very intense course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be watching you with the greatest of interest tonight, Alex. All the very best. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is the ninja poet, Alex Cusat, and you can see him on Ninja Warrior, 7:30 tonight on 9.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.